Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Final game, speaking of Sunday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles outlasted in a bit of a shootout sort of game, the Green Bay Packers 40-33. Green Bay now 4-8, squarely, I think, out of the playoff mix. I think they had just the faintest heartbeat prior to Sunday night, but now things are really done. And again, if it's any surprise, you know, what are you doing? But the Minnesota Vikings clearly going to win the division. The Philadelphia Eagles, thanks to this win, can clinch a playoff berth with next week's win against the Titans if they're able to get it. But they got this one 40-33. I did think this was an impressive bounce back from the Eagles after a two-week kind of sputter fest. It was still a little close, still a little sticky, and, and the Jordan Love touchdown at the very end kind of made it interesting. I do think that this Jalen Hurts is not going to rush for 157 yards in a given game every single week. Like that particular thing is unsustainable.
Yeah, I just think this was a little bit of a torch passing game. This was a really nice 2.5 year run by Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back MVPs. It's not going to happen this year. I don't even know if he's going to play the next couple of weeks.
Dude, he trapped that team so badly. Like, I feel for Packers fans.
Rodgers after the game, he's always an interesting character after the game, but he just looked like a broken man. And he's just like, I have a broken hand. My ribs are broken. Couldn't breathe. It's over. The 2.5 year run is over. And maybe we'll see what happens in 2023, but the Packers are done. I would be stunned if they were able to turn this around, and they would need help now to make the postseason and having the 8th loss already. And on the other side, the
I
new
think
kid,
that,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I think that the Packers might be better without him. Like, do you know what A.J. Dillon said? I know you were busy. A.J. Dillon last night, 8 carries, 64 yards. Like, why aren't you running it every play with him at this
or every,
point?
You know every, I mean? Like, every I, possession I, should at least, yeah, be starting with a couple
that's what
runs.
I'm saying. Like, I really think, like, I talked about the Rams earlier being like this bounce back candidate next year. I really think that like shocker here, Rodgers has been this like cloud over the Packers organization ever since they drafted Jordan Love. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, he's been excellent and everything like that, and good for him. But I mean, I do think that there has to be some sort of freedom when he's finally gone, you know, that like, okay, we no longer have this energy in the room.
It is funny. The Green Bay has history repeating itself when it comes to the quarterback position again. This was the same thing that happened 20 years ago with Rodgers and Favre. I'm getting old now. I remember it. And
it was 15 years ago. Look, allow me to speak, because I was against my team. It was actually a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Almost to the day, as Tom Pelissero pointed out. The Cowboys and Packers were both 9-1 on this Thursday night after Thanksgiving. And it was this big matchup at Texas Stadium. Brett Favre never won there. And they wound up being the 1-2 seeds. So you're talking about, you know, Brett Favre gets hurt. Aaron Rodgers in his third year comes in. So in this situation, Jordan Love comes in for the injured Aaron Rodgers on the road against the NFC East team, who is 9-1, leading the conference at the moment. I mean, it's just the parallels are all over the place. I mean, it was really weird in that sense. And he looked good. It was really small sample size, but he looked really good.
Fair to say. I think it was fair to call it a flash. I think Jordan Love flashed last night.
Sure.
And I think he's going to get an opportunity in the coming weeks. Rodgers just looked like a player to me. And especially now that it's becoming reality that's over for Green Bay this year. I think that you might see Love get an opportunity. And he looked good. So I would love to see him, pun intended, I would love to see him in a full game. And then on the other side, man, the new MVP candidate continues to roll. It's hard to argue that Jalen Hurts shouldn't be an MVP or right in the mix there. And I think it's going to come down to Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes. I don't, you know, no offense to the QAnon people, but I just don't think he's going to be that guy. And we'll see. I think it's going to be between these two guys. And the Eagles are a very, very good football team. They're showing little sign of not being able to do this each and every week for the rest of the year. And, I'd be surprised if they weren't able to get this bye week. And I know that some people were high on the Eagles. Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com stands out. I remember, I think he predicted them to be in the Super Bowl. I didn't see it, and I'm seeing it now. I really think that the Eagles should hold on to get this bye week.
over 300 yards rushing. Like that was the formula for this game, right? Right. Like, yeah. And it was there all night long. And like that Jalen Hurts, like scrambling is like,
but they
this
can win in different ways. That's what's impressive to me. They have it through the year. They have it on the ground. That's, they are good defensively.
That's why I'm so excited to see them play the Titans. You know what I mean? Cause the Titans are this, like, whatever you want to do, we'll dance. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really, really excited to see that. I'm really excited to see them play the Giants twice. Like, I mean, it is, if they're going to get it, they're going to have to earn it. You know what I'm saying? Like there is an interesting road ahead for the Eagles, but it was a very impressive game nonetheless. Big time win. You're right. Like this was, if there was any hope that I didn't have hope, like any hope that the Packers were going to pull this off, run the table, blah, 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 R-E-L-A-X, whatever. It's over. Like, it's.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show, wherever you get your podcasts.